Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:04 here in the nation's capital, Pitt 40, Wolfpack 21, and they just fumbled. Did you play ball today with your loose change when it comes to Saturday football?
No. I don't bet on nothing like that.
Okay.
That's Denton's world.
Denton's for real, man.
Denton's for real when you get into that college football There's way too much chaos in college football for me to consider that.
Yeah, but it's a charge, man. If I were giving away a package, and by a VIP package, and it's good to daydream at times. My best ones are about putting together a prize that a football fan would get. It would be a spectacular Saturday event where you're on campus Friday, you fly in, you go to whatever, the big game, whoever's playing. King Kong Godzilla could be Ohio State, Michigan, and you're the guest. You're the guest of both teams. So you got access, and you're eating lunch with one, dinner with the other, partying out, having a cocktail and an appropriate cigar. And you're just living a dream, okay? It's just that kind of weekend. And the pro weekend, that game of the week, Sunday night game, you know, you have the boys up. It's just that.
Let me just say, as an Ohio State fan, there ain't no way I'm eating with the Michigan team. I'm sorry.
Well, you might have to if you don't beat them this year, because it's almost they walk the dog on you. So, but the beauty of that, and it's not fake. You know, it's not fake. I think that is so cool that they wouldn't even say the name. And it's not just them. That whole state. Everybody. How cool is that? And how do you feel out of one if you don't have a legitimate rivalry in your life? It's just like that pathetic effort that these guys put. That's not a rival game you playing against Dallas. What are you talking about? Our fans showed up, showed out. They did. God bless that effort. Because in most parts, it cost them some cheddar. Yeah. Now if you saw us when we were on top, you can get a few goose pimples because I'm starting to hear hints of it. Till they blew that home game against the Bears, that was juice. That building, this town, the atmosphere leading into that last home game against the Bears, that's what it felt like.
And the Bears one just killed me so much because they should have probably won that game, and they didn't. That fumble at the end on that handoff was just awful.
Was it a forced fumble?
No.
Then it's negligence.
I understand that.
Yeah, that's even worse.
But that's what I mean. Like, that game was in their grasp. That is a game that they should have won. Right. They did not because of the wet rain and whatever.
Well, it was wet.
The Dallas one, I didn't feel the same. The Dallas one, they just got their butts spanked.
It was a beatdown.
That's what I'm saying. The Bears one, I at least felt like they should have won that game. That's why it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Whereas the Cowboys one, you're like, they weren't really in it.
Yeah, you wouldn't beat them if your life depended on it, because your life kind of does, and that's what you did.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't gotten over last year's loss here. Boy, that irritated me. They made up for it getting to the NFC Championship game. Don't get me wrong. But you haven't seen fire and fury. And you may not see it for a couple of weeks. When the Detroit Lions get off the airplane, police better back up.
You know my girl's a Lions fan, right?
You know, I wouldn't have been able to pick that out of a game board if I might have lost.
She's Michigan and Lions fan.
Well, then she is loving this. Because I'm going to tell you what, man, that's the worst loss they had. Washington beat them at home.
I know. She was real bad. We both had a great season last year. We were both doing great until that game. It was like head-to-head.
Oh. But what did the girls? Did the girls side with mommy?
I don't make them whatever, but I do try to instill in them at least like the home team all the time. Whenever we're watching any sport, I'm like, right, this team. Is the Caps. This is these are the locals. These are the guys from our city. These guys are from another city. These are guys from our city.
They'll be tested early then.
Sure, sure.
When basketball season comes around, because she'll go, Daddy, why does our team never win? That's going to be seven. And they might be getting better.
That's what happens sometimes.
They might be getting better.
That's part of being a sports fan, though. But it's also interesting to, you know, just teach them just the basic rules of a sport is what they're still learning. Like, they're beyond fandom. Just like, what does an offsides mean? And what, you know, just things like that. So,
yeah. And the beauty is that you have the patience to do it. Yeah, you have the patience to do it. I could do it on the field. I like coaching them, toddlers, explaining them. But the classroom thing would drive me nuts. Just answering, but demonstrating that is love. See them do it. To see them. But you're lucky that they care.
You know, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. Let's not say that they're totally invested quite yet.
Well, let me just say this. You are going up against an obstacle I didn't have to face. By the time Atari came out, mine was in teen. They were damn near, 12, 13.
They have no video games. They don't play any.
Yeah, well, see, that's the part where you are dominant.
They'll get to play them at some point. We're not doing that yet.
But they don't run your life. You run your. Yeah, that's.
No, they're not. They don't even have. We don't have any Nintendo Switches none of that. They don't have tablets. They don't have nothing. No video games.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No video games. We do lots of reading, lots of coloring books, lots of connect the dot books or matching and all kinds of stuff like that. We don't do the video games yet. So.
And for those of you new to the format,
I'm sure we will.
And you're wondering right now, what the hell are we doing? Talking about child rearing, because a family is a lot like a team.
It is, yeah.
And there's certain fundamentals in how you teach, and we're trying to figure out why our team right now is not fundamentally sound.
Well, you heard the Ravens, and they just take all the video games and ping pong tables and stuff out of their, I guess, their locker room, their practice facility, something like that.
No, I got to be honest with you. I don't have the mental capacity to worry about any other team but ours.
I probably wouldn't have heard if it wasn't the Ravens, because they're kind of like the locals. But that was like a big thing like a week ago. They just took all that stuff out. So
I'm not a hater. But when you look at how close they've been, I've been so pissed at them since I went against the Chiefs once.
And you want to talk about a team that probably hates Mahomes.
I went against them when Baltimore had home field. And I thought there's no way Chiefs are going to – Buffalo, now they're going to come. There's no way. And I showed my wagering ignorance by getting suckered into it, thinking there's no way they're not going to run the ball with Derrick Henry. And guess what? They didn't run the ball with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I remember watching that.
They suffer from the same thing we suffer from. They're not comfortable with their identity.
Well, it reminded me, you know how we looked against the Packers this year where our whole, and it wasn't just the players, it was like the coaches all just seemed like stunned to be playing this team.
Yeah, they got.
And I felt like that's what the Ravens looked like against the Chiefs in that game.
Yeah.
You know?
But for how long? But they were in the championship game. So
I know.
You're not supposed to have to redo your game plan or that.
No.
And I'm looking at this game and it's in Baltimore and Ed is there and 52 is there. And I'm thinking to myself, and then Harbaugh, John's had a dozen of these. Facts are facts. As good as you are, they consistently are at their worst in the biggest game.
It just,
that's not good.
It seems weird. I know. It just seems weird.
Yeah, and I have nothing but respect for how they approach football. But I don't spend my time worried about
them.
They
just looked intimidated, though. Like, the entire team.
They didn't run the ball.
Yeah. But, again, it wasn't just the players. Like, the coaching staff, everyone just looked intimidated.
And they got a fullback who I love. He's about 400 pounds. And I keep telling them, I know what the Harbaughs are going to do. Three tight ends, two fullbacks. I mean, they're going to do things that you don't do that have seemed foreign to you but not to them. Trench warfare, man. Now, remember that. You heard it. Trench warfare. Now, wait till you hear that guy. What's his name again? BTP. He'll be saying that soon. See, so when you hear it, chastise him.
Smash mouth trench warfare.
Yeah, I got to copyright everything I say. And that's the only. And we're not lacking because we don't have size. Why I'm comfortable with our team is that we have the basics. We got what we need. We just won't use it. It's like having a knife set. We got the perfect knife set, but we pick up tweezers, and we got a butcher knife in there. It just frustrates me. Stick with us, and you won't be frustrated much longer. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky to say that the Steelers and Packers are going to clash, so I didn't expect to hear from him, because let's face it, what would he say? Aaron going back to Lambeau. Have you noticed? Have you heard from him? Nobody's heard a peep from him. That's what he does. When it's a tough contest and he wants to just now go low key. Okay. So if you see him, especially those of you in the canine community, don't even let him off the hook.
He's been out hunting with Jeff lately, right?
Yeah, Jeff Walker. Looks good. Jeff looks good. I mean, he's doing something right, or he stopped doing something wrong. Either way, boy, looks good. When are they going to get DPT involved in this? See, he can't go out in the woods. I wouldn't go out with him hunting. Ain't no way. No way would that happen. But the excitement of college, you know, we got young man, and that's the thing that gets me, watching when these kids get hurt, knowing if it may, you know, prolong or delay their opportunity to try to become a pro. That's the tough part about it. When was the last time you mentioned the Tar Heels? And that's why I hate if the Tar Heels were better, we'd have more Sabah. I mean, Sabah has been a rough one. Tar Heels, terrible.
Chapel Bill's been a rough one so far. So
yeah, but it's just.
We'll see. It's his first year. And I know Deion kind of caused a big stir out in Colorado, but you can't expect that from every coach coming in, I guess. So.
Well, Bill had an economic uphill, too. I'm sure he did.
Sure.
But you can't go over.
No.
You know, and what surprised me from the first game I saw him was that, you know, you can see technique and lack thereof techniques. I was just surprised that, I mean, you get a late shot in recruiting and maybe some kids had wherewithal but really not that athletic. And a lot of people just might have been scared of dealing with Bill. But for some reason, he didn't get a whole bunch of ballers. But I wouldn't bet on him failing. even though I should be able to look at this and go, he's not cut out for this. I go, how can he not be cut out for it? One of the greatest teachers we've ever seen on whatever the level. So I don't believe that. But then again, his son is who he was propping everything up for. And he left Washington. Well, he was pretty damn good as a Husky defensively. So, we'll, you know, when people team up to beat you, it's pretty hard for them not to succeed because they team up against you. Biggest story for me, collegiate side, well, it's obviously. I remember seeing Pennants when he was there. And I've never looked at Indiana like the Hoosiers being a trash program. But I remember JMU, when they was doing this thing with Cignetti, how he had it going. Certain people are built in a way he never, ever changed his M.O. He sounds the same now as he did 3 or 4 years ago. He has supreme confidence in his ability to teach people. Period. When that brother said, Google me, I swear I will never forget that. I will never forget that. Because he wanted to say, if y'all don't know me, Google me. It's not my first rodeo. And say that in the midst of the big, bad Big Ten. See, that's a swag that Penn State never represented. Should've, he can coach. He's a good coach. But what's the difference in that? How do you explain Penn State? It's not just talent. That's where I think a lot of people that don't play the game, never played the game, don't get it. Sometimes talent's a little overrated. You got to get somebody in there that refuses to lose. That's bigger to me than refusing to lose. It's like, we're not going to get our ass whooped this way, not here today in this place. Not going to happen. Now, it's not just a verbal game where you'd be on a game show. You then have to be able to say that and then go out and run somebody down, get 2 blocks on one play.
Talk is cheap. It's about walking the walk.
You got to recover fumble. Yeah, you actually have to carry it out. And that's where, I mean, I know some of my colleagues believe that they already know who's going to go to the Super Bowl. God bless them for having that gift. I haven't seen anybody be able to pull that off yet. But from what I've seen, what we put on the field is just not good enough, which is uplifting because you can improve in certain areas and wow, you got it. What scares me out of all the things that I say is that when we're fundamentally not sound. See, that you can't overcome that. Because that means your splits are going to be off. You're going to give up. At fundamental football is don't give up edges. Fumbling away football. Not being clearly on the same page. Cutting routes off. All those little itty-bitty things. And when I hear anybody on defense, what boils me over the top is when somebody says, I didn't get the call. What? That's like air traffic controller saying, I missed that.
Oops.
No, you don't have that. You don't have that. And I know it's television.
And those guys not getting paid right now, by the way. So shout out to those guys.
None of them?
Yeah, it's part of the whole furlough thing. They're working without getting out. In theory, yeah, they'll get back pay at some point. But right now, they still got bills mounting up, and they ain't getting paid to do that job.
Are they military?
I don't think they are. I think they're FAA employees, to my understanding. Okay. Well, I'm not an expert on all that. I'm sure somebody out there listening knows. But
God bless them. But when they signed up for it, I assume they knew that the powers above them had the ability to do this to them.
That's any government job. You could be hit by a furlough, but they're not usually this long. And they're like, we're getting to the point where people are going into billing cycles now. You know, like it's not just a week or two. It's like now we're looking at months. And those bills are due, and you're not getting paid, and they still have to go to those jobs. They still have to do their job. Yeah. So,
and they signed up for that.
That
right?
is one of the most stressful jobs in the world is being an air traffic controller. So,
and I don't know how we wouldn't have provision. I do know how we could because we're greedy. But how could you not make sure that group that looks over all of us?
I mean, there's a million things you could say about different groups that deserve that as well.
Yeah, but. No, I'm EMTs, anybody that controls safety.
Yeah.
That's in it for not for profit, but for safety and to make sure our overall way of life and standard of life is not compromised.
Yeah, making sure people don't die is generally a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. 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 I think we got to have the brain power to understand that as much as we're into sports, let's not forget the biggest one, it ain't no game. It's our existence and our survival. Don't sleep on that. We'll be back to close this bad boy out in a moment. Do you believe the Crimson Tide is back?
I don't think it'll ever be that. We got our Saban back, but I don't know that it'll ever be the same down there.
I don't know that. And again, we're so far ahead of ourselves. Without question, this is the season that the most intrigue in college football. This is it. This is going to be it. Because that's still, I mean, the best is yet to come. And we're so far, there's so much time in this. I'm happy Vandy, Georgia Tech, thrills that. I'm glad Stanford is competing again. You know, Northwestern has some big wins. Hell, they beat us. I just think it's good overall that we promote brain power is being tough. You know what I mean? I think we make a big mistake as a society when we don't applaud brains and brawn. That we make these kids think that it's cool thinking you cool and you a hoodlum. Or you tougher just because you don't. No, that was our fault. We glamorize things and then don't take responsibility for the outcome. So I'm happy with that. I like the fact that people show you the brain power has always had the ability to coincide with muscle. And you can be a behind kicker and read a book too. You don't have to be absolutely ignorant to be talented. I think that's our fault as a society for allowing that to happen. It's going to be a big week, dude. You know, this week is going to be a defining week because Tuesday is going to be the biggest day at this station in a long time. Terrible Tuesday coming up. Boy, it's going to be triumphant Tuesday. But that Tuesday going to be something.
It's going to be real low or real high.
And how we deal with that will determine a lot. I think we can already predict some of the outcomes. But not all.
And there's a reason they play the games, right?
Well, you know what? You know, I'm not concerned about Tuesday's game. I think we'll compete. And the one thing about the big stage, Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, the global effect, everybody's watching. You're going to get a good shot. It's the next week. If you fail and your spotlight's not that bright, that's when the collapse comes. That's when you get slaughtered. If you're not tight, if you're not committed, if you all talk, then this is the beginning of the Titanic. If you have weak people in that room trying to impersonate tough guys, strong guys, then we'll look back on this one and I'll say, remember, because you can't talk your way out of this one. The good news is that very few people with a high football IQ expect you to be successful. But boy, if you could pull this off and then hit that reset button, I don't know what you think about Seattle. I know you know game, no ball enough to know that the Seahawks, they're solid. And they've got a guy that may have wanted this job once upon a time. You know, people hold, especially adults, people hold grudges. They're in the job market. Both of those guys were in the job market at the same time. Say what you want. You'll never be able to convince me that a guy wanted to take his family from this area to Seattle. But DQ was chosen over him. Shot. No, he can coach. Seahawks are one of those surprise teams. But that man might have wanted to be right here, right down the street. May not even had to move from his own home. That's personal. Just throwing it out there. Because little things like this matter when it comes to competitors. If you think somebody passed you over, Ben Johnson, he gave Washington the finger. And that's why they owed him a serious response. Dropped the ball. So he gets the last laugh on that. Not only did he decide that he didn't have no time to even hear what you had to say, then he comes out and puts a foot in your rear end. So I can't be mad at him. Not at all. But I'm a sore loser, so it's going to take a minute to get over it. Puck drops. Tell you I was at the arena a couple nights ago. When you go to see the Caps live, you know why they're good.
Oh yeah.
The environment. Yeah, the environment. It's a winning environment. And I love that. It was a good atmosphere, and always, do you feel personal when you go to a game and the team wins or loses? Do you take personal? Do you take accountability for it?
Like, do I feel like I'm the good luck charm or the bad luck charm? That's more what it is for me.
Yeah. Sure. Exactly. You took exactly what I was trying to say.
Sure, sure. You go to a couple games in a row and they keep losing, you're starting to be like, man,
yeah, dude, do me a favor. Stay home. Yeah. Sit this one out. Sit one out for the team because we're losing with you. People that are really, really that sympathetic or –
One game, it doesn't matter. You start getting a streak, then you're like, eh.
Yeah, it could carry over. It could carry over.
Last Caps game I went to, though, Ovi scored two goals. So,
When
I'm not feeling too bad about me.
Yeah, when the star scored. It was like the streak, the whole 9 yards. It was, this dude is still great, man. I hope they don't have to wear him out every night. But pace and play with him. Be awesome. Rock the red. Love that. Rock the red all the way to the ice. Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure. Shout out to Steve, the Zabe. To my boy Zabe. Get your acoustics ready because he's about to blow up. Mothership about to get back in full flight. God bless all of you. Let's do it again. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.